What kinds of complications or issues result from using chemotherapy and/or radiation therapy before surgery?
Yeah, I mean, it depends upon the agent, but there certainly can be sensitization that if you use, for example, with mitomycin C, if you give high levels of oxygen in the operating room or bleomycin, you can actually have an oxygen toxicity sort of situation postoperatively in which the patient may develop infiltrates that you confuse with either a pneumonitis, but it may be indeed an acute free radical oxygen toxicity situation. Radiation therapy obviously will interfere long-term with healing and cause fibrosis, so the surgeon needs to plan the timing of the operation very, very carefully. You want to have a situation where you're operating on the patient about 4 to 6 weeks. Now, that's not written in stone, but certainly that is a period after the completion of the radiation therapy where you have not yet deposited real big scar that makes the dissection even more difficult if you wait. Granted, there are data that you can operate late after radiation therapy and at high dose radiation therapy, but that's not the standard of care at this point. It's in protocol, phase two protocol at this point. So we want to operate before you have the dense fibrosis to make it safer. Obviously, the agents that used to cause cardiac toxicity, we really don't use for lung cancer now, like adriamycin, but you have to be aware that the patient, depending upon your radiation oncologist, may have had some radiation effect on the heart, but that's really not an acute effect. So the real issues are sensitivity to oxygen and wound healing.
In this very specific clinical scenario, how much of a variation do you think there is in the quality of the radiation oncologist?
Oh, I think it's very important. The days of the huge ports that are going to cover huge lymph node basins as well as the lesion can now be done in a more precise treatment planning mode with CT scanning and volumetric reconstruction that I think is very important to spare normal tissue so that patients before the operation will have less esophagitis so that they're maintaining their nutrition, so that they're better surgical candidates when they come to the operating room. And also with regard to the postoperative complications with some sort of late radiation pneumonitis or cardiac toxicity. So I think you need to have somebody who uses all the modern techniques for port placement and has been trained so.
Any feeling for how much heterogeneity there is out there right now in the community in terms of radiation oncologists being able to do that?
Can't comment on that because there may be some very talented community radiation oncologists who came from very high-profile programs such as MD Anderson or from Michigan or from Sloan Kettering that are hired and really have got the idea of how to treat this patient with the newest techniques. I would believe, though, that there's a limit to how many of those individuals are trained every year. So I would venture a guess that, yes, there is some heterogeneity out there and that for any trials that you do for induction chemoradiation therapy, there has to be quality control, not only on the surgical side, but on the radiation oncology side and the medical oncology side.